Just a month ago, locally market director Kate Boyd gave a presentation to the Oakley City Council about plans for this summer's market. Last week, she called to follow up, only to find out that an email was on its way notifying her that the city council had canceled it.
That is when I understand it happened. I wasn't there either. Ultimately, I made a phone call to Oakley the following Monday, and she then told me that they had canceled the market. She was in the process of writing me an email. So I had to find out on my own as well.
She had no clue that the city council was even considering canceling the market.
We had no indication they were considering canceling at that time. We were asked to be at the city council meeting. So I came with a PowerPoint presentation. I came with the videos because I had known that the majority of city council, and including the mayor, had not ever been to the market. So I wanted to really show them who we were, what we were all about. You know, I brought my profit and loss statements. So we were very prepared. They asked a ton of questions. We all thought we handled it very well. We had myself, Anita Lewis, the assistant county manager. We had quite a few of the actual vendors who lived in Oakley were there as well. We thought we handled everything really well. And then a month later, boom.
She received the email April 9th, but it had no reasons listed for the market's cancellation. She has since received this statement from the town of Oakley.
This is the statement. After your presentation and further discussion by the city council, it was decided to terminate our contract with the Oakley market. It was determined that the market was not economically feasible and in the best interest of Oakley City. That is their statement that they gave to me to use for any PR and interviewing.
Former Oakley Mayor Blake Frazier had met with Assistant County Manager Anita Lewis to figure out ways to bring economic development to town. Boyd says it was Oakley who was the one that reached out to the staff of the Park City Market.
They decided that they really wanted to have the community / farmers market in Oakley, as Anita Lewis had done two markets prior, just as kind of a test, and the test worked out really well. So they approached the Silly Market LLC, which was created by Kimberly Kuhn, to have us come in and create from scratch a nonprofit, the market, all the marketing, all the PR, create the website, you know, get the Facebook page, get the social media running. So I can't necessarily say they were losing money. I would never want to say that, but I will say that they did pay up front to get the market started, yes.
The numbers for the first year's market, she says, were strong, and 1 year is no indication of future success. She's a bit saddened that she wasn't given the opportunity to see the market grow, which she expected would grow some 10% to 15% this summer.
Of the 7 Saturdays, we had just about 6,400 people, which is on an average of, you know, over 800 people. Oakley itself, their population is only 1,500. So we estimated for the first 2 years where we would probably be a little bit at a loss and then break even, and then the third year we would be able to give back to the city. And we never had that opportunity.
Since the news broke, she says she's heard from others who have suggested moving the market to another location. She plans to follow up.
It's a decision that they made, and I have to respect that. We've gotten a ton of phone calls, a ton of emails that people would still like to see it continue, even if it's not necessarily in Oakley. There's a few landowners in Camas that have already contacted us that would like to see the market moved there. I saw the mayor of Camas a few nights ago at the Tour of Utah meeting for Camas, and he said, we'll have you here, just knowing full well that it is a great idea.
Boyd has notified all of the vendors who had signed up for this summer's market. Many of them, she says, were also disappointed.
A lot of vendors were brand new in creating product to sell because they didn't want to necessarily compete and go into like the Silly Market or down in Salt Lake. This was a really good venue for them. They were super disappointed. We had a few farmers that were local in Oakley that actually expanded their gardens that I talked to that were very disappointed. But I, you know, tried to tell them I'm going to do my best to see about moving that market somewhere else. I can't guarantee that it'll be this year, but we still have probably about 90 days before we were going to kick it off anyway. So if anybody can pull it together, it's this team, that is for sure.
That's Kate Boyd, director of the former locally grown market. KPCW was unable to reach Oakley Mayor Wade Wolstenholme for comment. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.